All right, good afternoon. This is the Design Commission. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff who are here, which includes Mark Walud. How are you doing?
All good. How are you doing?
Tim Heron was here just a second ago.
He'll be back.
The members of the commission here today are myself, Gwen Millius, the chair, David Wark, the vice chair, Commissioner Jane Hansen, Commissioner Ben Kaiser, and Commissioner David Keltner. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid, but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. Type 3. For Type 3 reviews, the following procedure is required. 1. Public testimony can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations which the person believes apply to the decision. The applicable approval criteria are set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and are more specifically identified in the staff report. The staff will identify the applicable criteria as part of the staff report. 2. Prior to the close of this hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence or testimony. If such a request is made, the commission will either grant a continuance or hold the record open to provide an opportunity to submit additional evidence and an opportunity to respond to that new evidence. 3. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. 4. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court under Oregon Revised Statute 197.796. The commission's decision on this case is final unless appealed to City Council within 14 days of the decision. If the decision is not appealed, it must be recorded with the Multnomah County Recorder. Specific instructions will be provided with the notice of the commission's action. This hearing is recorded, and all speakers need to sit at the front table and give their name and mailing address before speaking. The following procedures will be used for each case. 1. Staff will show slides of the site and surrounding area and present a report which will include the applicant's proposal, identify the applicable approval criteria, and include information on letters received on the request, findings, and a recommendation on the request, and that's a 10-minute presentation. 2. Applicant will present the report, that's a 20-minute presentation. 3. Public testimony will be received in favor of the proposal, and I have an option of imposing a time limit, and the limit today is 3 minutes. 4. Public testimony will be received in opposition to the proposal, again, a 3-minute time limit imposed. 5. The applicant will then be given an opportunity to rebut the testimony of the opponents. 6. Public testimony will be closed. 7. If any party requests an opportunity to submit additional evidence, the record will be held open 7 days to allow time to submit additional evidence. The record will be held open an additional 7 days to allow parties to submit evidence responding to the new evidence. 8. After the record is closed to all other parties, the applicant will have an additional 7 days to submit final written arguments without additional evidence. 9. After the record is closed to all parties, commission members will discuss and vote on their request. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, that motion will fail. 10. If the commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings will be required. At the time of its decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken, but interested parties may attend. So our first case today is LU 13-129180DZ, the Southwest 12th and Clay Apartments. The applicant is Kurt Schultz of Sarah Architects, and the address of the property is 1500-1520 Southwest 12th Avenue. Mark Walud is the planner. Welcome, Mark.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Thank you. I have a pretty short presentation today. I'm going to let the applicant do most of the details on the revised drawings. Just quickly reorienting you to the site, we have a quarter block site at 12th and Clay in the West End. It's currently occupied by this two-story mid-century office building. Just another view from the corner, and then showing the context looking east. The zoning is straightforward, RXD. The project is well within all FAR and height limits and meeting all the code requirements. There's no modifications or adjustments. There is no vehicle parking proposed or required but one loading bay, and the approval criteria are the Central City Fundamental Design Guidelines. Briefly, the proposal is an 8-story apartment building with 83 units on a quarter block site at 12th and Clay. We had our original hearing on June 6th. Suggestions and concerns were raised by commissioners, and the applicant agreed to return with revised drawings and return for a second hearing. The images here are the new one on the right and the old one on the left. we got the revised drawings on June 26th. The staff report was published on July 1st. We are now recommending approval with one new condition of approval regarding metal panel gauge, specifying a maximum gauge of 20 and either foam backing or stiffeners as a condition of approval. I'm just going to note here that, and you'll note in your packet, we have discussions with the applicant. We talked about this a little bit last time, but the renderings are slightly off color. They have sort of a yellowish, brownish color coming through in them. So it's the elevations that are correct. It's a gray, sort of a white and gray palette on the metal panel and brick as opposed to the sort of cream and brown. Again, new building on the right, old one on the left. The changes changes responded to issues raised by commissioners. Several building elements were simplified. Corner rustication was removed at the upper floors. The white brick at the corner bay was removed. The white brick belt course at the second floor was removed. And the concrete and cement panel at the base of the building adjacent to the sidewalk was removed. We've added some raked red brick spandrels between windows and at the ground floor where fiber cement was under the windows. We have larger corner bay windows, larger vertically, and a red brick belt course at the second floor. The entry has been significantly revised. The whole first two stories have been pulled back from the street. It's a lighter, more delicate steel and glass entry canopy. And the glass canopy was raised slightly to align with the 12th Avenue awnings. End walls were changed, just a color of the metal panel. Overall, there's just two colors of metal panel in the building now. The ground floor was raised by 6 inches. The dwelling unit windows on clay were lowered to the floor line to be as big as possible. And then there were some landscaping changes, adding information, a specific planning plan for the courtyard, and adding new right-of-way planting strips in the furnishing zone out in the sidewalk. I just have this little note. There were a couple other issues that weren't necessarily addressed, but one suggestion that the generator be provided on a mezzanine in the loading bay, and then with some concern about the patios on 12th. There's two units with little fenced patios on 12th. Those have not been removed, and the building was not set back from the street. Staff is recommending approval for the project with the standard conditions of approval requiring the case number be shown on permit drawings and specifying no field changes. And a new condition of approval B, that all exterior metal panel in the building have a maximum gauge of 20 and be provided with either a foam backing or panel stiffening system as shown on the building permit drawing sets. You have your standard three conditions. Maximum gauge. Right, so you can't, yeah. Low numbers are thicker, right? Okay. So you have your standard three commission alternatives. Approve the revised proposal for the most recent staff report. It's approval with conditions. Suggest further changes to meet, to meet the guidelines. And come back for another hearing. We'd need an extension for that. Or deny the proposal. That's all I have.
Questions of Mark? Okay, great. We'd like to have the applicant do their presentation then.
Hello again. I'm Kurt Schultz, principal with Sarah Architects, 338 Northwest 5th Avenue, Portland, Oregon. Thanks for having us back. We really appreciated all your comments last time and took them to heart and have really tried to incorporate all the suggestions you made. There was really only one change that we couldn't make, and that was at the request of the owner, and I'll hit that here in just a little bit. I know you guys have a full day today, so I'm going to try to be relatively brief. I'm just going to talk today about the actual changes that we made as opposed to going through the whole new presentation. So starting with the landscape plan, I think this is something Jane suggested, to actually have more landscaping on both 12th and actually also on Clay. Working with PBOT, we have actually created larger landscape strips in the furnishing zone along the sidewalk. We couldn't make it a long continuous strip because there are some existing vaults that we couldn't interrupt. So working with PBOT, we made them as large as we could. So they're probably about 4 by 18 typically on all sides to just create a little bit softer edge from the landscape side for the pedestrian. There is some more detailing on the courtyard and the landscape, but that's something we can get back to if you have anyone here has any questions about the landscaping. But I'd rather going to jump right into the changes that we made. So first off, starting on the ground floor plan, we cut back the main entry further than where it was. I think, David, you had actually suggested that we have more public space at the sidewalk. We were pretty tight to the property lines last time, so we've actually pulled our entry back probably about another, it was more in a bay shape, and now it's more at a 45-degree angle to create a larger room and cut back at the corner. That extends up through the second story of the building also and the canopy, so it creates a more gracious entry and more pedestrian scale. We also had to do some revising in the lobby the way our ramping works to get up to our main level, so we actually could open up some of these areas more to the street for where our mail is and our leasing office and so on, so they have more visibility from the street. So last time we showed a couple of these precedents. Again, this is a quarter block, eight-story building, and we were looking at kind of doing a very simple, classic kind of Portland background building with a main body of brick, a two-story attic story, and then special treatment at the corner, which is actually rather unique in Portland. And it was pointed out to us that some of the simplicity of the buildings that we were showing as our precedents weren't carried through enough into the actual design. There was maybe too many architectural elements in the last design. So we have gone to try to simplify the architectural expression. As Mark shown, this is the earlier design that we presented to you back in June, where there was quite a few architectural elements. The main things that we have changed really is trying to break the building down, I would say, into really three distinct architectural elements on the two main facades facing the corner. That would really be the brick base, the six-story base of the building, the two-story attic story, and then finally the third element being the corner treatment. And rather than mixing and matching and creating too many disparate elements within each one of those pieces, we tried to simplify and make each one extremely clear. So first off, starting with the brick body of the building, we've decided to actually simplify that by carrying the red brick throughout most of that elevation and create a true punched opening expression. There was some confusion last time about whether, you know, this was a punched wall or it was more brick piers. So we have actually added brick spandrels through all of our windows to actually create a true punched opening. Where we've created these new brick spandrels, we've actually set that brick back just, you know, about an inch and a half from the other brick and changed its texture so it would be the same brick color, but it would actually have a rug or rake texture, which is kind of a vertical striation through it. We brought a sample of just showing the, creates just a little bit of a shadow change, but it's still the same color of brick. We then took the, there was confusion. We had a white brick band that we changed, a soldier course that we changed to the red brick. We then carried the red brick all the way down to the street, got rid of the concrete footers that tended to step last time and tended to be confusing and disrupt the mass of the building. And then we also eliminated the fiber cement spandrels that were below the windows on both the Clay and 12th Street facades, and are also doing that same scratch or rug textured brick on those spandrels. So it's very solid, very, you know, has a lot of gravity to it and has a clarity through its expression. We We also, on this elevation, eliminated the reveals that were on this corner pier. So again, this is just a very simple and kind of clean punched opening building with two-story punched openings on the ground floor. On the two-story attic story, we tried to clarify the fact that it really was all two-story window openings, so the brick reads more like a pilaster or a pier. And so we actually eliminated the rustication, the vertical reveals on that corner, as you requested, and changed that panel to also read like a pilaster. There's a small brick projection around four sides to just give it a frame like all the other piers. At the corner, then, we simplified and tried to create a kind of its own expression at the corner to make it a unique element. We again cut the two-story entry back further and extended that up, the full two stories, so the two-story base of the building reads consistent. We redesigned the entire glazed canopy to be more of a lighter expression, and there are details that are in the packet of the new glass canopy and steel canopy. It aligns with all the other canopies that are the awning canopies along 12th Avenue, so there's kind of a consistent datum elevation there. And then finally, on the corner itself, I think at David's suggestion, we actually dropped all the glass down to the floor line, so those are actually extra tall windows on the corner. Removed all the fiber cement and brick that we had from that corner. We had kind of an expression of fiber cement and brick spandrels. We actually changed all the spandrels to be a metal panel that would be the same metal panel as the fascia and some of the other cornices in the building. So that actually has a much more lighter expression to really signify the and mark that corner. So again, this is the old exterior elevation on 12th Avenue. And then the new elevation where, again, we introduced the brick spandrels. We simplified the brick expression, took out the concrete footers, and added the brick spandrels at the base of the building, simplified the corner treatment, cut back the two-story main entry, and then simplified the expression of the pilasters. The only thing that we didn't change on 12th Avenue, although we refined it somewhat, were the inset porches here. There was a couple of commissioners that were concerned about those inset porches. The Summit Real Estate Group would really love to keep those if at all possible. They feel like it actually gives a little bit of privacy for those units to have those living rooms back from the street and is a great amenity for those ground floor units. So their preference is to leave them in place. So we still do have those inset porches, although Summit, if you wanted to make that a condition of approval to delete those and just have a window flush with the other windows, they would accept that as a condition of approval if it was something that was a serious concern to you. Back on Clay Street, this is the old exterior elevation, so this is the north elevation on Clay, where again we had the concrete stepping, we had the fiber cement panels, and we had all of our windows were actually raised up quite high. So on Clay Street, we simplified the expression, again just left the metal band but changed that to brick, introduced the brick spandrel panels to create a punched opening aesthetic, created two-story punched openings along Clay, and dropped all of our windows down about 2.5 to 3 feet further down than where they were before to actually have a little bit more glass and a little bit more interest on the street, so they're not quite so high off the street. These windows here are probably still about 3 feet off the street, and then finally down here they get to be about, you know, 4.5 feet off the street. So they still have plenty of privacy for the units, but help create a better expression, and they all line up so they're not quite so jumpy as they were before. We have the glazed loading dock door. We tried to see if we could actually put the generator above the loading dock. Part of the problem here working with the Portland Fire Bureau is we have to stay 75 feet to the top floor We can't be more than 75 feet to the 8th floor above the sidewalk. Otherwise, we trigger the high-rise code, which requires a whole lot of additional changes to the building to make it a high-rise. And we couldn't, we would have probably had to raise the ground floor by about 8 feet in order to squeeze that in. So we actually left the generator where it was, but dropped that louver line down to the same location of where the other windows were. And again, we did the same thing on the corners and the upper expression for simplification. On the party wall elevation, so this is the south elevation. This is the old elevation where we were trying to match the brick color with some of our metal panels, and it was suggested by all of you that that rarely ends up getting a good match, and it's better to actually have a difference in color. So what we decided to do is really just have two colors of metal panels and two accent colors in our building. We would have the kind of the charcoal gray metal panel that matches all of our window trim and matches all of our horizontal banding and accent colors throughout the building, and then just a very light gray metal panel at the top that is kind of in keeping with the color of the pilasters that run around the two-story top. We also introduced the brick spandrels on the back elevation, which is kind of the courtyard corner elevation, so they have the exact same expression that's going on 12th and Clay. Exact same thing on the west elevation next to the existing Clay apartment building, where again we changed the metal panel color, we added the brick spandrels and made those other changes in the courtyard, and we accept the condition of approval that Mark stated of using 20 gauge metal panels, the type of metal panels that we're planning on specifying. We can get in a 20 gauge, so that's just fine. We don't want to seal oil canning either. So just some quick updated renderings with some of the changes. This is the rendering on Clay, again with the rug textured brick spandrels and the other changes that I described. Similar treatment on 12th Avenue and the change in color of the metal panels. And that, I think I hit all the changes that we had. I'm just going through my list here just to make sure there wasn't anything else that I missed. I think that pretty much sums it up. So, again, really appreciated your comments. I actually think the building has improved immensely with the simplifications you requested. I like it a lot better, and thanks for your help. So, open for questions.
Are there questions for Kurt?
Hey, Kurt, are these materials?
Right. So, what we brought is, and they're not all exactly the right color. So like the metal panel that you see, that is not in a 20 gauge because we didn't have time to get a 20 gauge sample. That would probably be more in keeping with some of the lighter color, not the charcoal gray color. So the color is not necessarily correct yet. It was really just the metal panel we're using on the party walls will have a striation reveal in it to kind of carry that horizontality of the brick. The brick you see in the center is the correct color. It's brimestone by Interstate Brick. Yeah, that one there, that's sort of the red brick. We would then use that exact same color brick and get it in a scratch texture, which is similar to that, but that's not the right color. It's just an example of the scratch texture. You know, it's hard to see with all the dim light in here. Yeah. Actually, I think your firm's used this exact brick on a few projects like the Midland Library and others. It's a very, very nice brick. I like it. It's got a lot of rich
color. So it's not
color.
As red as what?
It's not, probably not quite as red as it shows up in the renderings. It has a lot of complexity, I guess, to the color, which I like. It's got some browns. It's got some burgundies. It's got some reds. It's not just a monolithic color.
And is the color for the... white, lighter colored brick. You know what that's
going to be? Oh, I guess I forgot to stick that one in the box. I'm sorry. That it is in the packet. It's Mediterranean. Again, it's kind of
I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
Colored brick. Yeah, it's a buff colored brick. I think okay. I brought it last time. Sorry, I thought I grabbed it this time and I forgot to throw it in the box.
And is the intention for the metal panel, the lighter colored metal panel, it looks in the renderings like it's more of a stark white.
Yeah, no, it will have some. It'll be, I would call it a light gray or a bone gray. It's not intended to match the exact warm color of the brick. It's going to stand on its own. So, a light gray and then a more charcoal gray.
Okay. And was there a reason for that, for wanting to differentiate it from the brick? I mean, it seems like with the lighter colors like that, you might have a better chance of getting it to
match. We could warm it up a little bit and probably come a little bit closer. It's the trying to get an actual red brick metal panel color is almost next to impossible.
Right.
And that's really what we are trying to avoid. So, we could actually match that probably pretty closely because there's a lot of buffs that are available. We also brought the windows, and again, we can actually get the sample that the manufacturer brought is in a black. We are going to get that done in a charcoal gray, so the charcoal gray and all the metal is consistent. The louvers would also be in a charcoal gray, and we brought a sample of the louvers, which can be, we buy them oversized, and then they can be cut exactly to the dimension you want to fit within the trim and the panel. So they look very seamless. They don't kind of float within a panel.
Okay. I just, the brick soldier course at the top of level 2, that occurs, you also have a soldier course at the top of level 6.
Correct.
Right? And that one you chose to make white.
Yeah,
we kind of thought that
sort of in some degrees is the beginning of the second story, or the two-story attic story. So rather than saying it sprung from here, we're saying it sprung from that point. So it sort of integrates with the cornice and moves up from there. It seemed awkward to us to, and we agree with you about the light-colored brick on this band being too prominent, but in this case, we thought it was actually integrating with that whole piece. But it certainly could go to the darker-colored brick and be just fine, be consistent with the ground floor.
Since you're talking about that, I was looking for that detail. Am I just missing it, where the metal cornice and the brick and all that comes together at those two locations? You've got some of it at the PTAC and at a window, but am I just missing it, or is it not in here?
Let me see if I can find it.
Because it is such a prominent detail, that metal cornice that wraps up above that.
Yeah. I've got the upper cornice. I don't think we have the lower one.
Do you have
looking
the upper
through
one?
The set here.
There was
an
upper cornice.
The upper one is C25.
C25. Yes, the upper cornice is C25. The other band.
Like
trying to see if it exists.
Oh, the top.
Oh, sorry.
The very top.
Yeah, that was the very top.
Okay, yeah, I see.
Yeah.
But the belt cornice, I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying. I thought it was in here, but I'm actually not finding it in the set. I'm sorry. Essentially, the projection is metal, and so the part that projects from the face of the building is metal. It projects 6 inches, and it's 8 inches deep, with a sloping top.
And then I guess my question is, what about that detail to you says it should be metal? I mean, traditionally that would have been a masonry or a brick or stone or something. Is there?
Yeah, we wanted to make sure we wanted to get some shadow lines on the building. We can't afford cast stone or precast, and so rather than trying to actually create such a detail out of brick, which to me tends to sort of get kind of clumsy because you start building up so many pieces, it looks kind of silly. We thought it was a cleaner looking line to actually do it out of the 20 gauge metal panel and create just a very nice crisp datum line.
So you couldn't like get an extended brick dimension
not,
and just do,
you can, but not a, that not that far. Still, you could do a couple inches, but not
how far out does that extend the metal?
So it extends 6 inches.
6 inches. Okay.
Yeah, and it's 8 inches deep.
Other questions?
I have a couple others.
Go ahead.
Well, how large is the light fixture? You've got those flanking the. The entrance, I think on
C
29, there's a cut sheet. I asked because the scale issue comes to mind. So it looks like it's about maybe 12 inches or something like that.
Yeah, actually, we can. That was something that occurred to me too, and I asked our lighting designer about that. And we can actually get that in a larger size than what she had specified, because I actually thought that seemed a little small mm-hmm. to actually carry its position. I'd like to see it more like 2 feet in depth.
Okay.
So yeah. Kind of going from reveal to reveal in mm-hmm. order to have enough mm-hmm. impact. Yeah. And I was assured that that is okay. acceptable. So that could be a condition of
okay.
approval.
And then at the entry, it's actually almost successful in a sleight of hand of kind of from the outside referencing it as a two-story, kind of space. But in fact, there's a unit above that, just above mm-hmm. the canopy. And the element of kind of the height of your ceiling in there is at like 9 or 10 feet.
Oh, in the lobby? Oh, yeah. No, it'll be taller than that. It's more like 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I just looked at the sections. Everything's
yeah,
like
no, let's see, 11 foot 6.
Okay. So there's one of my questions. Then if it's that height, then the spandrel panels above the entry, so there's a little transom between the door and mm-hmm. Is that at the end of the glass? Is that where the ceiling is, or does the ceiling keep
yeah,
going?
Yeah, so I just kind of pulled up the blow-up of the two-story here. So, the ceiling height is roughly halfway, between the bottom of the spandrel, okay. and then there's a sill at the window. So this is the residential unit. This is the lobby down below. That lobby main entry will have at least an 11-foot ceiling.
Okay.
So the canopy's probably up at about 14 feet or so.
Okay. So there is the potential, if it were a good idea, to raise the glass up to higher than where
it
is
entry,
now?
A little bit, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so with that, and then looking at the side lights, they're all kind of horizontal, ladder-like. Is there a particular reason they're kind of that expression when most of the other windows are kind of vertical?
I think it's probably the fact that that is an aluminum storefront system there, but that's probably the main reason. I think we are just differentiating it as
okay.
well
with
some detail.
And then let's see, I got the metal corners, decks. So did the decks stay the same dimension depth wise on that?
Yeah, they are. I think we actually gained them by a few inches. I think they're about 4'4" deep, so they're not really deep. It's just there's enough room to have a door open into the porch. We refine the details of the guardrails and the curb that it sits on. Any more than that, it becomes really impactful to the unit. Any less than that, you can't use it. So
right.
it's well, we kind of thought that was the fine line. Let me see if I can get to the floor plan.
And then I guess my only other impression here is as I look from the top of the building down, and it seems like at the base the brick spandrels above seem to work, and then when they get to the base, it's kind of. I just wondered about the two-story kind of gray spandrels with the glass as a unit, and had you considered other than the red brick at the base so that the columns kind of come down?
We did consider actually using the light colored brick in lieu of the red brick, but I think I was kind of struck by Ben Kaiser's comments last time about some of the Chicago buildings where sort of all that brick was the same color, but then you have differentiation to it. And so I guess I was trying to get this entire base of the building to sort of read cohesively and as its own element, which is why we decided to not introduce the light colored brick there.
Well, I guess what I would maybe as a gray spandrel and a bottom, you don't want to just introduce a bunch of different brick, but as a kind of a cutout or a panel between red brick piers, I was just maybe a grayer brick or something might have been.
Yeah, I think, you know, I guess it's a question of, is it a two-story window that sits within right. the wall? And that was the expression we went for, as opposed right. to a two-story opening that continues to the sidewalk. And that's the alternate expression.
Yeah. Okay.
And we picked the in the wall.
All right. And I guess the other thing is the how large that louver is on the north elevation. And I have a question from Commissioner Savinar that sent me. He wanted me to just ask you about the have you ever encountered C.S. Bolden louver now offers a patterning option for individual louver lines. And so we can go into that a little bit more. But
okay. No, I'm not familiar with
so
that.
Maybe we can bring, I don't
so
know.
Just kind of a little bit more of a decorative louver?
I guess. And then he's got another suggestion, so I'll go into that later. But that is all, just all a pretty standard louver right now, right? Okay.
Correct. Yeah, we were actually trying to match, well, certainly match the color and trying to match the blades of the other louvers so they all look consistent.
Sure. And then how many? That's the only set of louvers. No, you've got another one on the west elevation or not?
We have a very small one on the
south edge.
Let me see here. Yeah, we have a very small one on the west elevation in the lower, in the southern corner, southwestern corner.
Right. That's the fire
and small
water.
Mechanical room into the fire and water room.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Other questions? Okay. If there are people who want to testify for this case, I don't know if there are any yellow cards, Paige. Okay, if there are people who want to testify, you need to fill out a yellow card at the back of the room and hand it to Paige. She'll hand them to me. I don't see a great clamor to do so. So I would like to give the commission just more time to ask questions if they have any. All right. Great. Let's move on. If there is no public testimony today, we will close public testimony and move to commission comments. We have seen this case a couple of times, right? At least once?
Just once.
Just once? Okay. So I know there were a number of changes, that some of them that we had requested. And I know there have been a number of kind of newer comments that have come up today, so let's go around and see how we're feeling about the project. Commissioner Keltner, do you want to start?
Sure.
Okay.
I want to thank Kurt and his team for the changes that they made. I think they're all really positive, and I really appreciate the responsiveness, I think, to some of the input of the commission. I think the building's a lot stronger, and I think it's very close to very close, if not there, for me. I had just a couple of minor things. I think the white soldier course at the top of the brick, I'm a little torn on it. I'd like to hear what the other commissioners think. I think the clarity, the very clear diagram is that would be red to match the rest of the body of the building, of that lower part of the building. It's sort of completing the top of those windows the same way that the bottom two stories are completed by the soldier course. That said, I think if you did make that red, there's a kind of, even though it doesn't make total sense with the organization of the facade, I think there's a kind of compositional thing happening that adds a kind of level of detail and interlock between the two when that stays white. So it's a super minor thing, but I just thought that I'd like to hear what the other commissioners think about whether that stays white or goes red. And it sounded like Kurt was open to that discussion. Other than that, I think the biggest thing for me is that that just that front entry piece and the transom above the front doors, it does feel quite heavy. Like a pretty bold piece right there. And I think we've pretty consistently been pushing for as much transparency, openness, height that we could get there. So if there were anything you could do to raise that, the mullion where the top of the glass is now up to the ceiling plane, I think that would be positive. And then the last piece is that I really would like to hope. I think that the cream color of the brick is more successful than a stark white. And I think the metal panel also, metal panel can, when it is the lighter colors, can sometimes feel cheap or thin. You know, dark colors can help it. I'm not saying go dark, but I think if it could have some of that creaminess that would match more kind of with the tone of the brick, I think that would make it better. That's it, though. Other than that, I feel really, I think the project has really come a long way. It's great.
Okay. Mr. Hansen?
Thanks. Yeah, I agree that I think all the refinements have made the project a lot more successful. Well, I thought it was really good to begin with, but I think that it's really nice to see the refinements that have been made. And I think just a couple of comments that I have to make are that the landscape, seeing it fleshed out and adding the planting strips, the sidewalks, is, I think, a great way to connect this building to the rest of the neighborhood, which typically has those rose plantings along the edge of the apartment buildings. And I think that's going to add a lot of character to the pedestrian scale and give something back to people that are walking along the sidewalks. I think that the two porches are fine with me if they stay. I think that could be something that you know, a certain type of person would really be attracted to coming to this building. And I think that at the entry, I support the fact that the windows can have a different patterning than the rest of the building, and I think that's one of the things that gives the building personality. And I combine that with the Soldier Course at the top. I won't get into this whole conversation we had a couple of weeks ago at Design Review, but I think those little elements of flair in a building really add character to it and make it kind of less rigorous in a way, but I think they add personality, so I support that. In general, I support the staff report as well as the note about the condition about the metal panels. And I agree with the light fixture seeming a little bit small at the entry, but otherwise I'm in complete support of the project. Thanks.
Okay. Commissioner Kaiser.
Thank you. I, too, support the project. Kurt, great job, and you guys always do a great job of integrating the comments here, and I think everybody's appreciative of that, and I hope you're not just saying that you think it's actually improved. I hope you and your team actually do think it's improved as a result of this process, so because I think it works well with your team, so thank you. I like the corner element. You see that around town on some older buildings, and it always catches my eye, that kind of distinct vertical corner element out of a different material, and it's kind of seen as an appendage on different eras of buildings, and I think you guys do a really great job of integrating it into this project, so nice work on that. I think all the improvements have been well done. I, too, as Commissioner Keltner said, I'd support kind of matching that lighter white metal to the cream a little closer. I think then you'd have that south elevation working better. I think the improvements to the interior court are great. I'm with Jane on that top cornice band being up to you as a design team. I could too see it going either way, so I'll leave it up to your design team because I think you've done a great job so far. That corner, the corner entry, I guess my only hope on that is that you don't just leave it up to the storefront system to be installed, because I think if that's just standard square stock aluminum, I think you may give up what the whole building is going for, kind of that elegant nobility, and I think because all the other windows are not that, so I hope that isn't just relegated to the installer to design that. I think if you guys gave some more detail to it or even had a custom system done for that entry, I think it would go a long way towards supporting all the other decisions you've made, which are all successful on that corner. And I, too, agree with you saying reveal to reveal on the light fixtures on that corner. I think that's a great idea. But other than that, full support of the staff report and full steam ahead. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Commissioner Kaiser. Commissioner Warwick, you have an email from Tad?
I have a statement from Commissioner Savinar, who couldn't be with us today. So he did send me these comments. He said, please convey to Kurt my personal comment that I'm very pleased with the improvements made, as I was pretty tough on it when it came in the first time. He's been on vacation, so he's back and laid back,
you know,
kind of thing. So he's feeling good. He had time to kind of probably ponder his transgressions or something. Let's see. He thought the awning skeletal structure seemed to be in conflict with the kind of character of the rest of the building. I haven't heard any comments about the canopy code other than those. He did talk about the two brick walls flanking the entry and talked about the light fixture, so that's kind of been seems like that's been addressed. He did focus on the entry doors and their associated storefront system seemed second nature and not as dramatic as the corner above. So to interpret what he's saying, it might be what Commissioner Kaiser just commented on, and what I questioned is the kind of disconnected nature of that corner and its glazing patterns related to the rest of the building. And then he said, I'm a little concerned about the human scale walk and drive-by feeling of the and walking by the venting materials, the louvers, mm-hmm. and design on the north elevation. And he did it's CS bold line louver that he talked about here, which allows patterning and colorization of individual louver lines. He also suggests that perhaps recessing the louver back and having more of a laser cut screen in front of it so you don't really even see the louvers as a potential idea, which we've actually done that quite a bit and seen it around town. He references, see also laser cut art metal screens on Gleason elevation of Chown Pella building. And so something like this could be applied over the louvers as Kurt has designed them. And then he had some comments about the east and south elevation, the blank ones with the metal, and it seems like those have been kind of addressed. So those are his comments.
Okay, great. And what are your comments?
Okay, thank you. Well, I too agree that the project seems much more coherent and clear in its composition, and so it's very solid at this point. I just have a couple of small comments, and we've already addressed the corner light fixture, so you've picked up on that. The corner entrance, I think maximizing the glazing on that. And then the interstitial material between the canopy and the glazing below with the entry door seems like it wants to be metal versus what appears to be the hardy board, because then that whole corner would be all metal. So that might be a little adjusting of the details there. And then I would just recommend a more vertical orientation to the glazing at the corner, and just have it be a little more slender and graceful than what it is now. It does look like, as David mentioned, that it does look like it was left up to the kind of the glazing contractor to put that in. And then again, my concern also with just the amount of louvers. So if you can on that north elevation, if you can figure out a creative way maybe to recess it and have a screen in front, that would really be an excellent solution. It could also enliven it in a different way, in a more artistic nature. And then I think I mentioned last time about my concern about the decks on the west elevation, and you brought in I think a photograph illustrating that, and that photograph was really very unappealing because they are so compressed. They were 3 feet wide, and yours are not much more than that if I look at the scale of the plan. So it's really compressed, and you know, if I'm the only one, obviously it's not a big deal, but I just, maybe we should weigh in on that. Is it better to have windows and have this thing be, you know, something like that? I just don't see people necessarily using a 3 foot wide space very much. And is that the way, is that the kind of buffer that would really work long term, and make it the streetscape, the best streetscape it could be? Or is it best just to have the glazing come down? I don't know. So, but those are my comments.
Okay. Well, overall, this is a really handsome building. I think it'll be a nice addition to the neighborhood. And thank you very much for taking to heart all of our comments and introducing the changes you've made to the building. I could go either way on the soldier course at the top. I mean, I think logic would have it be red, but I understand that it might be a kind of a wink and a fun kind of stitching together of the top and the bottom to have the white extend. So I'm okay leaving it. I agree on the comments on the storefront system. If there's a way to just sort of bring more verticality to that and have it look a little bit more intentional, I think that would be great. But it feels like something that I think staff could work on with the applicant. We can talk about that. You know, the porches, my comments on the porches the last time were more, you know, concerned about safety and
about
my concern safety. Was more of kind of the safety element of having something so accessible to the street downtown and, you know, having lived in an apartment building before that had kind of
windows right there.
enclosed ground floor spaces that actually provided more of a convenient, you know, there'd be mm-hmm. stairwells or things like that, but they were really convenient sleeping porches for people.
So if the
owner is willing to live with that issue, I suppose that's there, you know. But I think it looks as if the rail design will make it at least a little harder to hoist oneself over, you know, the railing a bit. You know, the only thing I can think of is that if you had it's probably going to be a non-smoking building. All buildings are these days, pretty much. That becomes the smoking porch, you know. That's really what it is for a lot of folks. So that is its own thing. Not endorsing smoking porches, what I'm saying. That's what it is. I mean, you know, I don't love them there. I don't feel like they're a huge detraction from the building. And they can, if somebody wants to keep a potted plant or something and have a place to have their coffee, they can provide a nice connection to the street. Mm-hmm. So, you know. You're there.
Well, yeah, I think there's just a desire to be able to step out of your apartment into your own private open space, regardless of how big it is.
Yeah.
So I think to a certain type of person, it's a desirable
thing. Right, yeah.
Whether it's a cigarette or a cup of coffee or whatever.
Right. What I guess for me, it's at what scale does that become usable? That's
right.
My question.
Uh-huh.
It just seems so tight to me, 3 feet. I mean, it's not.
Well, it's just like a balcony.
Four and a half.
How big are the doors coming out of the unit? Because they almost touch the rail in the plan.
Curb, so there's thickness to the curb and the rail, so you can't. There has to be some clearance.
Right. Okay, so you can use it up to the rail, right? And there's a thickness to the rail, and so, okay. So when I look at the floor plan, it's within a couple of inches of the rail. So it's not much more than 3 feet.
Huh.
I think what I like about it is the texture that it adds to the elevation down there.
I like all that. I'm not.
Yeah.
David. But I almost think that it's not that usable. But what it'll do is you'll just open your door.
Okay.
And then you'll have mm-hmm. the perception of the depth.
Sure.
Okay. But I'm in support of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I just see it as a balcony on the ground floor. It's
yeah.
the same size as a balcony.
Yeah. Okay. So I think the corner element is a very nice move overall. And again, it sounds like just a tiny bit of resolution on the ground floor would just really knock it out of the park. And I'm really supportive of the color suggestions made by my fellow commissioners on maybe warming up the color of the lighter color at the top. But I mean, that's an easy thing. So, Mark, are you hearing anything that can't be done with today's staff report?
Suggesting that we would have conditions approval out the transom glazing at the storefront entry going to the ceiling height, the light straddling the entry, increasing in height to go from brick reveal to brick reveal.
Okay.
Those could be conditions of approval.
Okay.
We would be happy with those conditions of approval, too. Everything from the metal panel color to raising the transom to working with staff on the glazing pattern at the entry.
A vertical glazing pattern to the mullions.
And even the louvers. Yeah.
Okay. And the sidelights and transit.
I guess, I'd accept all. Well,
okay.
Where did we stand on the cornice? I didn't really weigh in on that.
The cornice?
Yeah.
Sorry. The metal band at the.
Well, the red brick versus the.
I think I heard
everybody
say go either way.
Was kind of what I'm hearing. And because I can see benefits to both. The louvers, I mean, it would be great if you could do something a little artful there. I did look at the product there. And
if we could, I guess you could have. Tim was mentioning that, too. I mean, if you could have some intermediate trim or vertical or horizontal elements reflecting the placement and size of those in the same window openings. I mean, a couple horizontals, you know, a top light and a bottom light. And
I like the idea of putting a decorative grill in
or
front
a decorative
of the louver,
grill,
setting it
sure.
back further to give some interest to the street as opposed to a super high-tech louver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think a high-tech louver would look
it's not
right.
A high-tech louver thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be a good solution, too, because you're short a street tree on that side.
Just to give a little bit back to the street.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we're good. Jim was okay. Just saying we'll want to.
Oh, and I'm also okay with the metal at the spandrel over the entry as well. So that could also. We actually didn't clarify that one way or the other in our drawings. I was actually thinking it would be metal, but we actually never called it out on the drawing. So okay. I'm happy with that as a condition of approval.
Okay.
The idea was everything in there should be metal, just like everything is metal on the corner.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. Great. Sorry, Mark.
Tim was just saying we'll want to articulate it on the record. Mm-hmm. The language of this.
Before right. You just need to be careful. Okay.
Give me a minute to write them down.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
And if any of my fellow commissioners want to prepare themselves to offer approval of the staff report with some conditions, I think Mark will help you.
So I'll make a motion to approve the staff report as written with the conditions of approval based on agreeing with staff on improving the corner entry overall with more attention to detailing on the mullion layout, moving more towards vertical than horizontal, raising the ceiling height as much as possible and introducing more glass in that area, as well as changing that panel from hardy to metal, as well as working to match the south-facing upper level metal panels more in line with the color of the upper brick, as well as working on the louver on the north elevation, whether or not adding horizontal banding to it or a decorative panel over it. But I'm sure that staff and the applicant can work together to solve that.
Okay, and then the light fixture.
Light fixture.
And then increasing the scale of the light fixtures accordingly.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second it.
Okay. Paige, can you call roll?
Jane Hansen?
Aye.
Ben Fraser?
Aye.
Dave
Kelvin?
Aye.
Dave Warren?
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations and good luck with your project.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate all your help.